AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 1973 podcast, episode 6. I'm here with these guys. You know these guys. Tom, Ed, what's going on?
Yo, yo, what's going on?
What's happening?
I heard you've been drinking all day and the old man keeps playing you.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
You must have got stinking shit-faced on the bus.
I've got the smart sauce in me. I'm ready to go.
Let's go. All right, so we like to always start out with a little section with some of the emails that we got this week, and we usually pick one, and we want to thank everybody that wrote in this week, and we want to kick it over to Ed. Ed, what do you got this week for an email?
This is from Darren in East Wareham. Darren, good to hear from you, brother. Thanks for supporting the podcast. We really do appreciate it, man. AC and Tom and myself, we've known Darren for a very long time. So, man, really appreciate it, the email there. Thanks. So, the question was, what do you guys think of March Madness games that have been on? Thomas, you can go first, brother.
It has been awesome.
Mr. Electric.
It's been unbelievable. The way they have the NIL now where the players get paid. So, there's a lot more parity in the league right now. So it's been really good. Like the top teams, this is like one of the first years, if not the first year, no top number one seeds are going into the Final Four. So it's been exciting to watch. It's just been one of those games. Like the top teams, if anyone can, like, put it this way, I don't think there's a bracket on ESPN right now that is up for the perfect bracket. It's just been crazy.
Let me just cut in for a second. The only thing that happened to intrigue me about the March Madness this year with the basketball was the two twin sisters from Miami. You know, I'm all over that stuff when I see it. I'm all over that stuff. I cannot look. Ed, what do you got?
Well, I'm gonna go after it. This from a different angle than Tom is. I think, you know, I haven't watched the tournament, out at Sweet 16 and to move the brackets in for quite a few years, and the mothership tends to play a lot of NBA highlights and stuff like that. But I will say that, man, it was nice to see the kids. They actually passed the ball. Playing really good fundamental basketball. And, like, it's actually, they move the ball around, so there's more shots and stuff like that. It's not just, kicking it to one guy and kind of like the NBA has become. So, honestly, NBA's had, they're the best of the best. So, I don't mean to take shots at them like that. Just saying that.
Tommy, man, college... you got some picks for March Madness?
Well, my original pick is gone. So I think right now the best team that's left, the team that looks the best is UConn. They look unbelievable right now. I mean, they just destroyed Gonzaga last night. And, I'll be honest, I lost money on it. Between them and I think it's probably them or Texas. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know if Texas won today. I haven't watched any of the games today. But I think those are the two teams right now that – I think have the best chance of winning.
Ed, what do you got? You got a pick or anything going forward?
Yeah, I think that, the Final Four, I think Tom, like, hit the nail right on the top of the head, man. UConn looked super strong last night. They really did. They just rolled them. I mean, it wasn't even a game, so I'd have to say UConn. But, I would say, be careful of that Miami team. I think that's kind of a sleeper. Yep. Don't know very much about it, but they did win today. So I think it kind of fell back in love with the tournament again, just,
Yeah, I thought it was a great question for Darren to email in, just to, you know, kind of shift gears a little bit and get a take on that, because we hadn't had a chance to really talk about that, especially where it is a big month for that. But like, just switch gears a little bit, start talking a little bit of wrestling. We're gonna transition over to the segment, Are They a Hall of Famer? This week's pick is Andy Kaufman. Now, I know before we do a dive into this about is he or is he not a Hall of Famer, they do have that celebrity wing. With that being said, we can either look at it like it's a celebrity, like a Cyndi Lauper, because she did have a big part in that rock and wrestling boom and getting WWF nationwide on MTV. We're looking at it like that. What are your thoughts, Andy Kaufman, Hall of Famer, not Hall of Famer?
Ed?
I think celebrity wing, yes. I think that, you know, that thing that he did with Jerry the King Lawler, I mean, man, that had legs. And they stretched out for a good long time. I mean, they got on Letterman, and I mean, they really, really kind of pushed that. So, I mean, I can see that, you know. It's still hard to kind of, you know, that was like, it was kind of like one big push. But I mean, I will say that he did kind of springboard that era, you know, into the mainstream, and kind of almost handed it off to, like, the, you know, the rock and wrestling experience, you know.
Tom, what do you got? Thomas?
Oh, I totally agree. I think he put eyes on the, he got eyes that wouldn't normally watch wrestling to watch and to see it. And I don't think at that time, I think the people that weren't into wrestling, they weren't really sure if it was legit or not.
Right,
if
right.
If it was work or if it was kayfabe. So I think I do think he should go in. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of his, but I do think he got a lot more people to watch that normally wouldn't watch.
There's a couple of great stories about the lead up to that before even the Jerry Lawler thing. He was based out of New York with the Saturday Night Live stuff, and he would go to the MSG shows, and he begged Vince Sr. to do that there. And he said, no way, we're not doing any of this stuff, which is crazy because that's kind of what the whole boom with, you know, the Hulk Hogan, you know, era taking off was what Kaufman tried to do like 4 years before it was even a thing. He actually, when he got rejected by Vince Sr., he sent all kinds of envelopes out with his idea to all the other promoters. And the only one that bid on it was Jerry Jarrett and in Memphis, because they were like the most outlandish out of all those territories. They had like the kind of some goofy gimmicks and things like that. So he was the one that kind of, you know, led the charge with that. And there was like almost like a blood pact between him and Lawler, that they were not gonna let anybody else know that it wasn't legit, you know. You know, how we started just wrestling the women at first and being women. I mean, you try to do that now, I mean, people would lose their mind if he was doing some of that stuff, you know, with the male chauvinist cooking and cleaning thing and all that stuff. And it just snowballed from there. And I mean, it was pre WWE era stuff. So as far as the contribution to it, celebrity wise, and being able to kayfabe the way he did, I'm going to say it from a celebrity standpoint, I'm going to say if there are celebrities in that wing, he's in for that. For the wrestling aspect of it, if we're just strictly saying wrestling, no. But celebrity wing and contributions to it, I'm gonna go with And staying on that same topic with the wrestling, we haven't had a chance to touch on this either. Is the A&E biographies on? I think they do a pretty decent job. I thought the Jake Roberts one was really good. There's been a since the last maybe 5-6 years, there's been a lot of Jake the Snake stuff out there. The rebuilding of Jake Roberts, all that stuff with DDP, and you know, a couple of things, Tales from the Dark Side, I think, had some stuff here and there on it. And So take on the Jake the Snake Roberts episode where they talked to his kids and gave you a background of how he's doing now. What do you think?
Ed, this is all you. I haven't seen this one.
I thought that they did a great job of it. You know, I mean, I really think that you know, that Annie does a really good job, you know, like on how they portrayed it, you know. You know, there, man, there were a lot of stories I didn't know because I watched that. You know, it definitely dove into some serious
Oh, yeah.
dysfunction, to say the least, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like, golly, you know, it's just like, man, that's, you know, and I mean, but I guess it's, you know, when, you know, you're out on the road that much and that type of thing. I mean, I think that that's probably plays into that. So I don't
There
know,
are
but man, it was, go ahead,
quite a
man.
bit of Jake the Snake stories out there. You know, I sent you one this week that you know, was kind of crazy story that they had talked about on another podcast with you know, him drinking his own urine and things like that, and just crazy. Then if you get a chance, the Dark Side of the Ring has a Grizzly Smith, which is his father, episode where they talk about all the really dark stuff with a disclaimer before you even watch it of the content that they're going to talk about, you know, underage girls and things like that. And, you know, it just, I thought that episode was great. It'd be nice to condense all those for a deep watch and watch them all in a row. So you get like, you know, 6 hours worth of story. If you ever have that chance to do on a rainy day, just bang them all out back to back with the Grizzly Smith in there too. And you'll get the full, you know, probably Jake the Snake story. And it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. The other one that I had a chance to watch was the China episode. Kind of another depressing story, you know, top of the world and a big drive to be somebody and you know, just kind of a sad ending. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see that one.
I saw that one too,
Oh,
yeah.
sure. Thoughts on that one, Ed?
I thought that they did a really, really good job, you know. She really was a trendsetter, you know. She really was. I mean, like, I mean, she came in with that Attitude Era with D-Generation X. I mean, I don't think that DX would have gone as far if they did not have China. You know, she was kind of like that silent piece, you know, that kind of just stood there and you're like, and it just. And then she gradually got some momentum, and you know, I mean, didn't she did win the Intercontinental belt too from Jeff Jarrett, right?
She did, and there's a
So.
story behind that too. And Jeff Jarrett didn't really talk about it too much. He actually had asked for more money the night of to do that on his way out, and you know, they he didn't mention that. I don't know if they cut it out or whatever, but that is the story that he actually had asked for more money when they told him that he was going to be doing that, you know, with her, and you know, kind of held him up a little bit even though he was
Sure,
leaving,
sure.
but. The thing that I didn't know about that was when her contract came up, and it was the height of like after the Playboy issue and all that stuff,
Right.
she kind of screwed herself a little bit by asking for more money than what she was actually. If she had just played it out a little bit longer, she would have got a whole nother group of ladies to wrestle, you know.
Yeah.
After that, like, yeah, she wrestled Trish and Lita and Ivory and that group, but just think about the females that came after that, during that Divas era, where they had the Divas belt and all that stuff, and it would have been, you know, iconic, like, you know, like
Yeah.
almost like DeAndre the Giant of the women's division. It
Of
could have been
yeah.
like an attraction, almost like almost. Like she didn't need the belt. She was bigger than the belt, like Andre was. You
Yeah, yeah.
get her to settle a score, or she's your enforcer, or you know, she's the one that you don't, you know, talk bad about because you know she's the toughest one on the block. They could have done a whole thing with that, but
Yeah, you could have
it
written many different storylines off of that.
yeah. And it seems like once she left, Mick Foley had said if she had just gone on the independents and kind of made her way and kind of did some, you know, kind of rebranded herself for a comeback like Cody's doing now. Maybe there would have been some life there, but then when she got involved in other things and there's that whole dark side of it and
Sure.
And a you know downward spiral after that. But I thought they did a great job. And you know the one that they're finishing this season with is the one I'm the most psyched to watch is the Dusty. They're doing the Dusty
Oh,
episode.
really? Okay.
Long overdue. It's gonna be
Very much so.
fantastic. You know they're gonna. I think they're gonna have both brothers on. So that's gonna be great. And the kids that you don't hear about and
Right.
his wife, which is Cody's mother, and it should be great. And Iron Sheik, I think, is the one right before that. So that's
Oh,
it's
really?
always a
Cool.
good time. The Iron
Yeah.
Sheik.
I
Andy, I
enjoy
got
it.
a question for you.
Sure.
Do you think they're building up Rhea Ripley to be like the modern day China with
You
Judgment
know,
Day?
it's crazy that you say that because it seems like they're trying to reinvent her almost like that because they realize that they dropped the ball kind of with her, you know,
Yeah.
maybe, you know, with other things. And I think they, whether they want to admit it or not, they do try to steal a page or two from stuff that they did wrong. And whether they say they're not watching AEW, they're watching AEW. I
Yeah,
know
yeah, yeah.
the old man never did, but they're watching it. Triple H, I think, is on the pulse of what's happening with all things wrestling all the time. He's all in with all that stuff. I mean, if the old man was there, they wouldn't have Cody come back. They'd be squashing him already just to prove a point. You know, that's
Yeah.
why the WrestleMania match is so intriguing because are they going to swerve him at the end and make him do the job and say, hey, that's what you get for leaving, or are they, you know, going to do right by him and put the belt on him and let him run with it? So that I mean the storytelling leading up to this WrestleMania with that has been fantastic. It has been absolutely fantastic. They're killing it storyline. That is like the best thing they got going right from Royal Rumble. All the interviews have been fantastic, and their interaction with Heyman has been great. So
The mic work has been unbelievable between those two guys.
yeah. And the you know the where he's got to emotionally take a step back for a minute or two before he tears up and things like that. And, you know, now it's to the point where he doesn't want to talk. He doesn't want to mention anything about the old man.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to do it all on his own. And, you know, it's a good story. I mean, if that's the storytelling I like, that's, you know, it takes you on a ride, especially if there's some history there that you can kind of sit back and, you know, do a deep dive with and say, hey, listen, I've been here since day one too, you know. You know, you whether you're a fan of the brother or not, you know, you never know. Are they going to let him show up at the end and run out there? Who knows? Who knows? It's WrestleMania. Anything can happen. And it's on my birthday this year, which is always cool.
What is that? Is that the Big 5-0?
It's the big 5-0.
Big 5-0.
The first one in the group
Yes.
to enter the club. And I got my AARP in the mail the other day, which is fantastic. So I can finally, if movies were still a thing, I could get a discount at the movies on Tuesday. So I missed it. I missed that whole thing.
Missed the whole window.
I missed it. Damn. So yeah, we'll shift gears a little bit. You know, even though you know we could talk about wrestling for a while, we'll hop into some NHL. Let's talk some hockey. Let's talk some hockey, fellas. What do you got? What do you got? What do you got recently going on? How's your Bruins, Tommy?
Hey, they're still on pace to break the record, I believe, right now. They,
Yeah. Be careful
this,
what you
this.
wish for, right?
Yes. See, I'm in the
Bounced
minority.
out the
I'd rather they
first,
not win
bounced out.
the record and just rest guys and save them for the playoffs, which they kind of did. I won't say they did today, but they rested Bergeron today. So, I mean, I'd give these guys. They've got like 9 games left. I start resting these guys, and
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah, the record would be great, but I think if you want to make history, you win the cup.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, right? It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. That's what they say.
Exactly. And you know
Right.
what? They showed a little bit of toughness yesterday with Hathaway fighting Maroon right in the 9 seconds into the game. It wasn't really, I mean, if you read the headlines, it said a line brawl. It wasn't a line brawl. It was just those
No,
two
it
fought
wasn't.
the other guys just like the other guys on the line just kind of hugged each other and kept each other out of the scrum. But I
Yeah,
mean,
yeah.
I'd like to see it, and it just shows you that playoff hockey's coming, and it just shows you a little little preview of what's to come. I think the playoffs this year are going to be unbelievable. Like, there are so many good teams this year.
Yeah,
I agree.
And the race for those number one picks is always it's always very interesting to see what's going on with that. I like Tortorella's comments where he says, listen, there's no coach that's going to tank on purpose, and there's no players that are going to take a night off just because they got their bonuses. They want to, you know, if you got a 20 goal bonus in your contract, a 25 goal bonus, and you're not going to take a night off. So the incentives are there for the teams that are in the playoffs. So I don't understand where the whole tanking thing comes from. It's stupid. And if you're a fan, a true fan, you wouldn't want your team to tank.
I won't say anyone's joking and anyone wants anyone to like tank, but I was with the Portuguese Phantom tonight, and all he would say is that in Kudobin we trust.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if that means the Blackhawks are trying to tank to get Bedard or to even get to the second pick, which I think it would probably – I think his name is Fantilli. The second – the kid that they say is going to be number two.
Yep.
But all I will say is that ears to the ground, the Portuguese Phantom says in Kudobin we trust.
Yep. Yeah, and you can bet your mustache on that one. With that being said, I'm curious to see if what Biz said on the podcast is going to happen with Phoenix. So if it happens, we've mentioned it already, the fix is in for Phoenix, right? That's what I said, what he said. I'm curious to see if the fix is in for Phoenix, and I don't know if I mentioned it, Austin Matthews, when the contract comes up, going over there. You know what I mean? They need a new stadium. I can see it all coming into fruition. All the peanuts aligning. So we're gonna at least start a little bit of off tonight. But Tom, we're gonna do album of the week. What do you got?
Yes. Tonight I'm going with AC/DC, Back in Black.
Oh, the highest.
It was released in like 1980-ish, somewhere around there. 80. But some of the tunes that I love, Back in Black, Hell's Bells, Shoot the Thrill, those are some of my favorite ones. And Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution is one of my like underrated songs.
Yeah, great, great album. First one with Brian Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to say it was got a lot of flack because of that being the first album with them, but I think it was underrated. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Ed?
I thought it was a great album, man. I remember, you know, cranking that up and like, you know, reemerging in the gym and stuff like that. Just, you know, it was great just from start to finish. It's a great album to like work out by.
Yeah. You know? And that's one of the highest selling albums of all time. As far as rock albums go, I think it's number one as far as total sales altogether. It's right up there in that year, 1980 for albums. Unbelievable year for albums. I mean, if you look and you put in metal albums for 1980, it's unbelievable. I mean, British Steel came out that year. It's just crazy. Number of the Beast, I think, came out that year. It's crazy. There's so much good stuff from that year. Not so much Kiss stuff, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
So any thoughts before we wrap up the show? We'd like to thank everybody that, you know, wrote in this week. Keep them coming in, and it's good content. We'd like to know what you think, and keep us informed with what's going on. And we want to give out to our shout out to our buddy Scott at Brock Street Breweries. Hopefully we can get together and do something. I'm rocking the hat. This hat's so old, it's barely staying together anymore. But he's supposed to hook us up with some t-shirts and stuff, which would be great. So before we leave, a couple years ago, I wrote this book, the Elliot book. If you're a dog lover or a pet lover, it's a great story. A 21-year-old deaf dog in the journey that brought him to me. It's a great book, good read for kids. With that being said, Tom, you got anything before we wrap this up?
Just want people to hit the subscribe button on the bottom of the page. Just show the love to us. You know, we're trying as best as we can.
Yeah. That's all we can do. We're getting our buddies together. We're staying in touch, having some fun, talking hockey, talking wrestling, talking everything pop culture stuff we grew up with. Just having fun, enjoying it, trying to make people laugh and, not taking anything too serious like we've always done, even when we were kids growing up, just making it real and having some fun, and hopefully everybody's enjoying it, and we can stay in contact with everybody. So with that being said, we'll catch you guys next week, and we'll hopefully have another episode for my birthday. Next week's my birthday, so
we're gonna sing happy birthday to you.
That'll be awesome. We'll get it on camera and everything. Later, everyone.